Do you still have to go through JW to get to Ion?
Ion does a lot of anomalies, but, yeah, we still do it the same way. JW is there in the meetings, and he goes into an altered state, and then we do Ion. That's still the way we do it. JW sometimes comes to Maui or one of the JWs. JW is not in jail in the sense that people think he's restricted. He's not. You can't restrict JW. He can go in and out of jails whenever he wants to if he actually was in jail. You have to look at, why did the story come out that JW's in jail? Why is it recently announced that he's still in jail and not released, you know, on appeal? You have to look at it. How is an important world-upsetting thing going to be communicated? How is protection going to be? JW is not a criminal, a guy ripping off people. Doesn't have to. He has too much money. You have to be smart about why such a story would come out and what would be maybe the practical reasons.
Personally, the first time I heard the whole thing, I just went, oh, awesome. So he's like Paul, and he's like Jesus, and he's like every other awesome person ever. They're always put in jail. And then when I looked into it more, there's Google images of this guy from that story, and he has, like, face tattoos.
I've never seen that. You're saying that there's pictures of JW?
Of Jeffrey Wallace. Also, I thought you would have to protect and preserve the physical body of JW in such a way that just discouraged people from even trying to get to him, I would think.
Now, why would we have to do that?
For protection.
Right, that's right, that's right.
And so then I personally would think I would choose jail or a cover like that, protection like that, if I'm
yeah.
in that position. And
JW has always, as long as I've known him before, he's had bodyguards. Because
yeah,
he already
he
was a wealthy person. There's investments in him, so to speak, so he has to be protected. I've told great stories about when we met and the strange things he had to do to accommodate his bodyguards. Remember the story where these women who didn't know him, we went to the airport in Kansas, I guess it was, Kansas City, I guess that's the main place, and they don't know what he looks like. I do, so I see JW, and he starts tiptoeing towards me, like taking baby steps. Carrying a suitcase, he's walking like an idiotic retard. I go, what the fuck are you doing? I'm thinking, this is not too good to impress the women that are looking in the car. And he says, I have to walk slow, so in this crowd, my bodyguards can always see me. If he walked fast and went by a post and then someone else came in and they lost sight of him, that's a problem. So he was walking slow, taking baby steps. Now, he wasn't doing it very far, you know, like across the room. To get to the car. No one would really notice it. But I thought, JW pretty well doesn't sleep anymore. He used to, like, sleep a little bit. I mean, I'm down to 3 hours in that. But I sleep every 24 hours. He doesn't sleep in weeks.
Wow. Is that okay?
If you're eternal and you can't be killed, unless you set up a crazy situation and go to the subworld called the non-physical and go to the guff, you can do that. But since you can't be killed, then there's no need for energy.
What was your reaction when you first met him?
That was at the Atlanta airport on April 18th, about 2007. We don't know the airport. We don't know where we are. We have a cell phone. And he's walking through the big airport saying where he is, and we're listening to him. But we don't know what he looks like or anything. And then I suddenly saw a guy walking nearby, and then you can tell his voice is syncing up with what I'm hearing on the phone. He's got this manic, beaming face, and he's got the little Bluetooth, and he's like just staring, just sort of looking, but staring, but beaming. And I immediately said, this guy's a sub-genius. I could tell. This guy was a really good energy and manic and intense. He was all happy, and he had a stupid southern white shirt on, you know, the George Wallace kind of white shirts that all the guys used to wear in the 60s. So he's old-fashionedly dressed. And then we hook up, and then I never stopped interacting. You know, it was all fun all the time. But I like to say, when I first saw him, he was a fucking nut. Just like I probably look like a nut to people. He gave off that energy of unique, individual, eccentric face. He's an odd-looking guy, too, I think. I think he looks Chinese. Big Chinese head. But I never forget the first time I saw him, I just knew that was him, and his head was just exuding, you know, incredible, attentive, alive energy. excited to be alive. It might have been just caused by me. He was all excited by meeting me and Carol.
Yeah, maybe.
In the beginning, when Ion started with you, it seemed like JW had to go into trance because Ion was just bubbling out of him.
Yeah, he would start hiccuping. It's like the cow in Fringe. We had to milk the cow every day. JW would get real batty or whatever, uncomfortable. After 48 hours, he had to be knocked out, go into an out-of-state, and Ion had to do it. But there was a schedule. There was an urgency. There was a thing that was going to start happening for about a year and a half that had to be done. We didn't know that.
He's still like that.
Yeah, he gets bubbling, and he has to release it. Ion's pressuring to speak. This urgency, that's why I never got to listen to anything. That we had to download them every day for 2.5 years, I guess it is, for the public stuff. That's why I never had a chance to rehear anything.
It's interesting to think about how, like, JW balances that with the reality of going to work. And
JW didn't have to do that. Most of his life, he's never worked.
Well,
he made money.
He went to meetings. He went to New York and...
Yep.
He's flying in on the helicopter. I mean, maybe he was just...
But it wasn't work.
Pleasure.
It wasn't work. It's just talk. Okay, we're going to do this and that, and you sign this. Yep. It's real easy. He's not lifting anything. They used to have a pile of papers. He did have to sign things off a lot on his desk. I live like this. I don't have to do any physical tasks. I just motor mouth all the time. That's the way JW lives.
What should I type in on Google Images to come up with his image?
Yeah, where'd you get, Sarah? How'd you do that?
When I originally searched it about a year ago, the first images that came up were of this Jeffrey Wallace in Georgia, who is like a guy wearing orange scrubs in a courtroom with face tattoos. He's like just...
Face tattoos,
yeah, and neck tattoos. Like, he made a bad mistake there. And I knew that the voice is not coming out of that, and I just blew it off.
JW would never have any tattoos. There are several Jeff Wallace, Edwards, whatever, listed. Many of them with the same name that went to jail. So that'd be one of the other guys.
There's not anything that really supports that those weren't just thrown up there for disinformation that day and could be taken down any time.
There was a lot of disinformation in a local chat line. There was a local chat, which I think that was scripted by certain people to make that real. They were talking about JW and how he was in the community and saying they waited 3 years for something to happen. Because the charges started, as is presented in the story, 2 weeks after our first public performance on May 1st, 2009, on Ray Allen's show. And JW, ever since I met him, would always yell at the air and say, okay, get that, spell that. He would spell his name. Get that right? He always was under surveillance. Yet JW could drive down the highway at 150 miles an hour. Nobody would stop him. He'd get escorted.